The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Take a step into DJ Dragonfly's realm, where we are actively blurring the lines between the afterlife and the present. Breathe in your dreams and exhale your doubts. Follow me into the steps of spiritual self-growth. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our safe space, our realm. I'm DJ Dragonfly, and this is the Steps to Spiritual Self-Growth. This is just my experiences and my beliefs about spirituality, and today's episode is going to be about dreams. When I was younger, I used to have really horrible night terrors to the point where I would be sleep talking, but my parents would tell me that I would just be a little toddler and just crying a lot and shaking in my sleep, and they would pick me up and make sure that I was okay. One big rule is to never wake up someone that's having a night terror, just because it could potentially cause the person to go into shock. When I was younger and I was having these night terrors, my parents, they thought that I had sleep apnea, and I got tested for it. Turns out I didn't have it, but at the end of the day, I was still getting all of these night terrors. I slept talk a lot. Little do they know, I was having lucid dreams. A lucid dream is basically the type of dream that you can have where you are aware that you're in this dream. And when you're very dedicated to dreaming and dream work, you can control your lucid dreams a lot easier. If you don't focus on dream work, your dreams are not going to be as intense. My family members were dying in my dreams, some of my friends. I would have elevator dreams all the time where I would be falling in an elevator, and when I would talk to my mom about them, she would tell me, okay, so you're going through some major changes in your life and something had set you back. So like an elevator, you're supposed to go up floors, you're down floors, and then in this case I was going up in my dream and I had fallen down with the elevator, and because of that she was telling me that this is just a setback. But because I was able to get out of that situation in my dream, I will be able to get out of the situation in person. It's just like an unconscious thing that my brain is kind of going through to be like, this is what's happening in your life. This is what you're not thinking about in the front of your mind, but these thoughts still matter. We're still back here. I actually am learning so much to the point where I had come across this book called Night and Day by Jack McGuire, and it's about using the power of your dreams to transform your life and just basically like the history of dreams and what all these different philosophers and psychologists had thought what dreams were and how they relate to us and our lives. Because if you don't think that dreams relate to your life, you are far beyond wrong. Because even in the Bible and any religion, you can look over and be like, oh, this is a similar pattern where prophecies are being told and messages are being sent from angels through dreams to these chosen people. And McGuire had touched a little bit on that. He talked about dreams in a way that his dad had compared the moon to the effect of dreams. Now, you're probably wondering, DJ Dragonfly, what are you talking about? How does the moon compare to your dreams? I don't understand. The moon is this haunting presence in the sky, and whenever the author, McGuire, sees it, he thinks about how his father once compared the mildly disorienting phenomenon to the lingering effect of dreams. They are powerful in their own right, just as the moon is with its gravitational force, and they can exert that power during our waking hours as well as our sleeping hours. With dreams, you can set your self-fulfillment goals. You can do all these types of manifestation. And it's the power of positivity. It's the power of believing in yourself. If you believe that something's going to happen, it will happen for you, whether or not it's positive or negative. The moon and dreams are very similar in the ways that when you're driving in your car and you see the moon following you while you're driving, you're like, why? What is happening? When I was younger, I used to think the moon followed me all the time. I'm obsessed with the moon. But when you think about it, you're like, okay, it has this very strong gravitational pull. Everyone's attracted to it in one way or another, and it's still out during the daytime. So your dreams are very similar to that in the sense that, okay, I just woke up. If I didn't dream, okay, it might not affect me as much, but if I had a really good dream, I'm gonna have a pretty good day, right? If I had a nightmare, I didn't sleep that great. Everything leads up to your sleep quality. As I was reading this book, I noticed all of the types of dreams that McGuire had listed. And he was talking about how it's really good for you to be able to chart your dreams in a dream journal, whether you think that it's grammatically correct or not, or if you think there's no flow or it doesn't mean anything. I'm telling you, all of your dreams connect. All of them do mean something. They are part of your unconscious. Your unconscious is going to take that, digest it, and show you a moving picture in front of you that's going to help you navigate through life in one way or another, considering your dreams are what start your day. Whenever you go into REM sleep, that is called rapid eye movement. That's when your body is having the deepest and best rest that it can for that time being. In that, your eyes are moving quite frequently, and that is because you are dreaming. You are looking at these pictures. I don't know what everyone else's dreams are like. I just know for mine, mine are pretty vivid, especially with my premonitions. They can be extremely vivid in some particular way, and then in another particular way, it's like too blurry. But then the dream I have the next night is starting right back where I left off, and it's what was once blurry is now clear. In case any of you are confused with what premonitions are, those are basically like a psychic dream. At the time, it does seem telepathic or precognitive in nature. And every time I've had one of these dreams, it's been proven correct. Anytime I've had like really severe deja vu, it's been a dream that I've had before. And that's exactly what I would define as a premonition. In the types of dreams, McGuire stated that the best way to understand your dreams for dream work is by charting them in a dream journal. And all of the types that he had listed were nightmares, psychic dreams, also known as premonitions, active versus passive dreams. So these dreams are defined according to your role in determining the course of events. There's also wish fulfillment dreams, dreams in which you express a secret desire. Other dreams that do occur are flying dreams. I used to have dreams like that when I was younger, so much to the point where I had believed that it was so real and thought that I could fly after watching Peter Pan, and jumped from my couch to the fireplace and busted my head open. Went to the emergency room shortly after. Just thought that should definitely express how vivid my dreams were when I was younger, to the point where I genuinely did believe them. I couldn't tell what was reality versus dreams at some times, which was pretty scary, but because of lucid dreaming, it got a lot better. That's also a type of dream that McGuire lists. The other ones are false awakening dreams. So it's dreams that you think you woke up, but you realize that you're still dreaming. There's a lot of dreams that do happen like that in scary movies. That's probably one of the best ways to recognize that you're getting more powerful with your dreams, especially if you're having those pretty frequently. Other dreams are out-of-body dreams, psychological dreams, and wise old dreams. So the wise old dreams are basically like, they are as they say. It's the type where you feel that you've learned a lesson and you kind of wake up and you're like, wow, that's impressive. I probably should go out into the world and do this now. Both dreams and myths are really important communications from ourselves to ourselves. If we don't understand the language that they're written in, we can miss a great deal of what we know. We're telling ourselves in those hours when we're not busy manipulating the outside world. It's understanding your dreams. And with this practice, it helps you with the outside world. Dreams affect your whole day. You have one day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for the rest of your life. So imagine you wake up every single day after having a really good dream. You're going to be in a good mood for the whole rest of your life. And with that, you have these self-fulfillment goals, and those goals can definitely be achieved with all of these dream journalism prompts that you can be doing. The best thing to do with dream work is definitely have a dream journal. I used to have one when I was younger, and I did have one about in high school. And my dreams just got to be so vivid and so easy to recall that I don't really have to use it anymore. But for those of you that are trying to understand your dreams more and decode what's happening in your life, I have a little cheat sheet for you for when you do start writing your dreams the next morning after you have them. In order to decode your dreams, you kind of have to see and pan out, all right, what was this dream about? What were some things that I specifically remember? What did it feel like? There's a part in this book that this man literally talks about this girl that was talking about how one time she had a dream. All she could remember were like the words elephant or tibbet. And he was like, that's weird. Turns out the whole dream related to ballet and her ballet teacher. And the elephant had to do with like the black and white piano keys and how they're made of ivory. So every dream, regardless of what it is, has symbols to it. An accident in a dream could just be like a desire to, I don't know, it could be like punishing yourself, or it could feel like you're victimizing yourself in a way. It could also be a desire to resolve dramatically some anger or fear that you're having, or you could feel that a certain life situation is getting out of control. Everything is up to your own personal interpretation, but if you do want to learn how to interpret your dreams, a couple of these could help you. After accident, McGuire lists death in dreams. My mom used to always tell me that death in dreams meant rebirth, and this book pretty much confirmed it. The indication of an end of a particular event or phase in your life where you're going to transition to another phase. You're going to have more beautiful change in your life. You're going to reach that higher version of yourself. And even if that change doesn't feel good in the moment, that change will eventually help you out in the long run. The next category is falling. Have you ever had those types of dreams where you're like running and you trip on a rock or something and your whole body just like slams against your bed because you just fell in your dream? Talking about a fear that you're losing balance in your life, or you're just really scared to try this new thing. You're taking a plunge into the unknown. You're nervous about something. It's also definitely a fear of wanting to escape some responsibilities. All of this is absolutely fascinating to me, just the way that dreams work and how there's so many different interpretations. Like, McGuire had literally written about how flowers and plants can have meaning in your dreams. How many times have you seen like a bouquet of flowers in your dreams and you're like, why is this here? Why are these different colors? Different colors represent certain things. You can literally Google it and you can see just some basic spiritual interpretations. And once you have a sense of how that could relate to you, that's your guides talking to you. It could be the most random thing, but as long as it feels right and it sounds right, it's 100% right for you. It's made for you. It's a message for you, especially where there's like that cliche dream of showing up to school with no pants on. It translates to you feeling very ill-prepared or exposed about something. You're very vulnerable, or you want to be more vulnerable. You want to be more self-revealing. Maybe you feel that you're guilty about something, or you have something to hide. I used to have dreams that my teeth were falling out all the time, and it was the worst because I could actually feel my teeth hurting when I would wake up. And because of how vivid it was, I would wake up crying, and I wondered, I was like, what does this mean? What does this mean? Essentially means that I was shedding out of my childhood into my adulthood, because when you lose all of your childhood teeth, when you are growing into an adult and you have your adult smile, you're not supposed to lose those teeth ever again. With healthy hygiene and all of these things, you are able to maintain that smile. I had these dreams when I was not taking care of myself, when I was having horrible sleep, when I was not drinking as much water as I should be, not eating as many meals as I should, not getting out of bed. When I was having very depressive episodes, I would have all of these dreams about my teeth falling out, and it was the worst thing ever. I think that you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your vessel to treat it with care. Dreams are one of the, if not the closest thing that you have to a mirror image of yourself, your true self, the version of you that lives inside of your mind. Because no one else can access your dreams. No one else can see them. They can only hear them from your own interpretation and your own story. If any of you did learn anything from this podcast today, just know that if you start that dream journal and you start that dream homework and you start listing these major feelings that you're having in these dreams, or weird things that you remember, weird things that are occurring, as long as you start navigating that and you start trying to relate it to your feelings in your life, you're going to become a much higher being and become more comfortable inside of your vessel. This step is going to be the next best thing for you in your spiritual journey. Even if you don't have dreams at night, at least try to remember how you felt when you woke up in the morning. Do something that you would do for others. out of kindness, because you owe it to yourself. Spiritual beings, please remember to keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside of your vessel as we explore these steps to spiritual self-growth. I'm DJ Dragonfly. Thank you so much for listening, and remember to go out there and protect your peace.